Welcome to episode 20 of Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. How are you?
Doing great. We got a milestone here, our 20th episode. This is great. 20 episodes. I can't believe we've gotten through that many already, but it's great. We're having a lot of great fun here. And just want to remind everybody that you make sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. Go there, and at the very top, we have links to all of our social media updates, including making sure you follow us on Twitter at OffTheChartsHR. And we put any late picks or any of that kind of stuff. You want to make sure you're following us, because Steve just might just have some other picks than other things we don't talk about here. Also, make sure that you add us to your feeds. You can hear us on iTunes. That's where majority of people are listening to us. And you also can add us into your favorite podcatcher, as well as those you have Android devices. So there's a link on our website to go to Google and add our feed to your Google phone. We've got over 1,800 downloads now. It's great. We really appreciate everybody listening. And it's a lot of great stuff ahead of us here, right? So what we're going to talk about today is last week, of course. You had a couple things to talk about there. And the Horse Nugget segment for this week is going to be off the claim. We'll talk about the horse that are claimed right off of a claim. And, of course, we'll be doing some picks. He's got four races at Gulfstream Park and one race at Santa Anita. So let's start off with the wrap-up from last week.
Yeah, Dave. So handicapped three stakes races last Saturday and got off to a pretty good start. Right away we had one of our top two picks that won and paid $10.80 to win, and our top selection ran second. So the exacta box with our top two picks paid $35.20 for a $2 investment. Didn't really produce much in the other two stakes races. Both of them had some interesting pace scenarios that, you know, though you take a look and you handicap races and you think you know how the race is probably going to play out. In one of the races, Heart to Heart, who was just a total speed horse on the turf, didn't leave and didn't create the speed battle that I thought was going to ensue. And our horse that we picked as our top selection came up and engaged late in the race, but there really wasn't a lot of pace for the horse to run into. So sometimes that's just racing and the way that it goes. So so overall, Dave, we've handicapped 121 stakes races on these podcasts, and we've had 53 winners in our top two picks, which for any handicapper is a pretty good pretty good percentage. If you if half the time you can find the winner in races and a handicapper's top two selections, and people that listen to these podcasts know that I'm not putting the even money favorite a lot of times as my top pick, and not even sometimes as my second pick. So you know, I feel like we're doing a good job here for the listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So good week, and let's move on and go to everybody's favorite horse nugget segment. And this is a good, interesting topic. Horses that are off the claim. Always interesting to see what happens when a horse is claimed from one barn to another. And you've got some good information here to tell everybody about, including in your handicapping.
Yeah. So Dave, there's, you know, as I looked at some of the races on the card for Saturday and even in some of these stakes races, there's a number of horses that are in at least these non-graded stakes races at Gulfstream who are in off the claim. And so I thought I would just talk a little bit about, you know, how I evaluate horses off the claim. You know, right off the bat, the first thing I do is I have a recognition of those trainers that I know that do well when they acquire horses. And I just, you know, I listed a couple: Rudy Rodriguez out in New York, Peter Walder down in Florida, Jack Carava out in California, and you know, and then you've got some of the really high percentage trainers like Jorge Navarro and Larry Ravelli and people like that whose claim horses and those horses seem to do awfully well coming off a claim from some of those folks. So for me, you know, first thing I like to recognize is, you know, who claimed the horse. You know, in the daily racing form, past performances, it'll show you who the horse was claimed from. I like some of those good claiming trainers when they claim from low percentage trainers, so trainers that don't have a great winning percentage. You know, you always want to take a look and see if the horse had been under a trainer who hadn't done much with the horse and who also is not very successful in winning races. You know, you like to play those. The racing form will also give you the percentage for that trainer off the claim. So the first race off the claim, it'll down in the trainer stats at the bottom of the daily racing form past performances, it'll show you the winning percentage for today's trainer after a claim. Also, if you have the formulator product of the daily racing form, you can also run stats for horses second off the claim. So, you know, that can be an interesting stat to look at because, you know, sometimes it takes the trainer a race or two to figure out what he wants to do in terms of, you know, training regimen and maybe any changes that he might want to make to the horse's equipment. So many times you can score with these horses second off the claim. I also like to look after a horse has been claimed after three or four starts and hasn't won. I like to look and see if eventually the trainer puts the horse back in for the original claiming price or even below the claiming price. You know, these trainers claim these horses, you know, looking for, you know, a relatively quick score. And when they don't get it, many times they'll just drop the horse and try to recoup some of the claiming price money for their owner. So I, you know, for me, I just don't look at horses that are just off the claim. I look back on the past performances and see when they were claimed, and then I try to see what the trainer's intentions are for that given race that day. I especially like when horses are claimed and they get moved up in class. So that means that the trainer who claimed the horse saw some potential. I also like when they move them up in class to a non-claiming class like allowances or optional claimer races where you can put the horse in for a claiming price or not. That means they're protecting the horse and they don't want the horse to get claimed back. So look for especially those high percentage trainers when they claim a horse if they move the horse up after the claim. Also, if the horse wins off the claim at the same class and then the trainer moves it up, it means that whatever he's doing is working and he thinks that he can go get a bigger purse at a higher claiming price or at an allowance in an allowance race. So I like to look at that. Most of these good trainers, after they claim a horse, they'll try a different surface or they'll try a different distance, especially if the horse has been bred for something that the previous trainer hasn't tried. I also like to look for horses off the claim who get equipment changes or get the additional Lasix. And again, Dave, many times you find these things the second or third off the claim after they start to figure the horse out. They start to try some stuff. It's always important to know who the go-to jockeys are for these trainers. So if a trainer claims a horse and then right away, right after the claim, they put their go-to jockey up, to me, that's a pretty good sign that, you know, that they think this horse is going to win right after they claim it. So anyways, Dave, that's just a few of the tidbits, some of the things that I do as it relates to handicapping horses who are off the claim, either first off, second off, third. Once a horse has been claimed, I look in their past performances and try to see what they were doing before the claim and kind of what the pattern has been after the claim to try to get a gauge as to how they might perform on a given day.
There's so many different angles of different things you can do with handicapping. This is just one of many, and we appreciate it. Okay, let's move on to the stakes handicapping for this week. We're going to start off with Gulfstream Park, and the fourth race is what you chose. It's the It's a mile and an eighth, and it's the Sunshine Millions Classic, a purse of $200,000. This is not a graded race, this is for Florida bred 4-year-olds and upward. And give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So, I did four races on Sunshine Millions Day out at Gulfstream, and this is the first one. So, in this fourth race at Gulfstream, my top selection is going to be the six, Richard the Great. Richard the Great is 5-2 in the morning line. He's trained by Stanley Gold, is ridden by Paco Lopez. This horse is getting a significant equipment change here. It's getting blinkers on. And at least in the past performances I'm looking at, I don't see this horse has ever raced with blinkers before. Significant for me, Dave, when I'm handicapping. A jockey goes on a horse for the first time, like Paco Lopez did the last time on this horse. Mm-hmm. This horse shows an even running style. So the jockey gets off the horse, the trainer asks what happened, and a guy like Paco Lopez or any top jockey says, "Hey, trainer, the horse hung, and this horse probably needs blinkers." So the trainer then throws blinkers on. So I'm always interested in these scenarios where jockey gets on a horse for the first time, and all of a sudden the next time out, there's an equipment change, and the jockey comes right back on the horse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I like those scenarios. This horse is a tiger at Gulfstream, 10 lifetime starts, 4 wins, a second, and 2/3, producing a 101 buyer speed figure. Also, it looks like this horse, based on the fractions that I've gotten out of the DRF formulator, it looks like this horse made a nice middle move. It looks like the middle of this race went pretty fast, and that's when Richard the Great made his move. So I there's a lot of scenarios here that I like about the six, Richard the Great. So let's make the six, Richard the Great, our top selection here in the fourth race at Gulfstream. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Flemish Cap. David Brady is the trainer. Javier Castellano is the jockey. This looks like Castellano for the first time. This horse has got speed, might be the early speed in the race. As a 4-year-old, you know that I like that. You know, all the horses on January 1st all had their birthday. This, in spite of when they were born. So this horse turned 4 at the beginning of the year, this year. You can see this horse has won 3 of its last 4 starts. This is the kind of horse that Javier could get on the front end and kind of walk the dog and set a leisurely pace and have something left at the end. It looks like this horse, when left alone on the front end, can certainly wire the field, Dave. So at 6-1, Dave, let's make Flemish Cap, the three horse, our second selection.
Okay.
And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the post time favorite, the five horse. The five horse is Mr. Jordan, trained by Edward Pleza. Written by Edgar Zayas. This horse, as I said, is 6-5 in the morning line, so it's going to be the post-time favorite. Has produced back-to-back triple-digit buyer speed figures. This horse also has some speed, but also looks like it could stalk Javier Castellano's horse. This horse is 0-9 at Gulfstream, though, Dave. Been on the Gulfstream track 9 times and is 0-9. Producing a 105 buyer speed figure, though. So this horse has run pretty fast. But has never won at Gulfstream. So I'm, you know, this horse shows some class, but I think I'm going to make this horse our third and final selection, Dave. Put the favorite in here as our third pick. So in this fourth race at Gulfstream, our selections are the 6, the 3, and the 5.
Okay, and we'll move down to the 7th race on Saturday. This is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's the Sunshine Millions Turf, $150,000, and again, Florida-bred 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I like a little bit of a price play here. My top selection in this 7th race at Gulfstream is the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Spring Up. Spring Up is trained by Larry Ravelli. ridden by Nick Juarez. This horse is third off a layoff. This horse's last race was at Tampa, so we get our Tampa shipper scenario here, which you know I like. Finished that last eighth of a mile in that turf race at Tampa in 11.63. This horse is very familiar with Gulfstream, has raced on this turf course at Gulfstream seven times, won four of them. This horse lifetime has produced a 99 buyer speed figure on the turf. We get a nice jockey change to Nick Juarez, which I think is a strength. So Dave, if you look at this, I'm talking about claims, you can see that Rivelli claimed this horse for Mark Cassie at Saratoga in the summertime, claimed the horse, moved it right into an allowance race, then moved it right into a stakes race, and then moved it into an optional claimer race for 100K the last time out. So once Rivelli got this horse, claimed this horse, he had no intention of losing this in another claiming race, though this horse does have one negative for me, and that's the fact that it's an 8-year-old. So, I don't really care for these older horses that much, but there are a lot of positive signs here. And at 8-1, Dave, I think we're going to make the 3-horse spring up our top selection here in the 7th race. Our next selection, Dave, in the 7th race here at Gulfstream is going to be the 2-horse. The 2-horse is Charlie Mops. Charlie Mops is trained by Peter Walder, another one of those claiming trainers that I mentioned, ridden by Edgar Zayas. And yes, indeed, this horse was just claimed in his last start from a low percentage trainer Gary Jackson is, what, a 9% trainer there based on what I'm looking at in the past performances. Walder is going to the equipment change right away. Blinkers on, as you can see. Finished that race at Gulfstream last time out, running a subpar 12-second last eighth of a mile. In a very small sample size, Walder is 2-for-4 when he throws blinkers on for the first time over the last 5 years. Gulfstream Park, phenomenal record, 15 starts on the Gulfstream Park turf course, 5 wins, 5 seconds, 2/3. This horse has got speed, and now you throw the blinkers on. Wow. Yeah. So this horse is definitely going to be on the engine with Zayas, who's having a decent meet at Gulfstream. So let's make the 2-horse, Dave, at 10-1, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Our Way. Our Way is trained by James Bond and ridden by Jose Ortiz. Couple things I like here, Dave. Nice Gulfstream Park record. Pretty lightly raced horse. Has been on the Gulfstream Park turf course 5 times and has won twice and ran third another time, 14 lifetime starts, 4 wins, 1/2, and 3/3. It's 2 races at Gulfstream in the springtime of last year. Looked pretty solid. Getting a top jockey, getting a trainer that does decent in stakes races, 15%. 3-1 is not up to my liking for a horse that I think will probably be over bet based on the jockey. So, but I think this horse is going to get a good inside trip. So that's why I wanted to throw it in our top 3 selections. So let's make the 1-horse our 3rd selection, Dave, in the 7th race. So our selections in Gulfstream Park 7th race, Dave, are going to be the 3, the 2, and the 1.
All right, and then now let's move down to the 10th race. The 10th race is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's another the Sunshine Millions series here. It's the filly and mare turf, $150,000, and it's for Florida bred fillies and mares that are 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your pick.
Yeah, so my top selection, Dave, in this 10th race is going to be the 6-horse, Daddy's Boo. Daddy's Boo is trained by Larry Rivelli. Ridden by Javier Castellano. This looks like Castellano for the first time. This is a speed horse, as you can see. interesting for me, and I underlined it a few times, Jose Valdivia had been riding this horse out at Arlington Park. And I find Valdivia and Castellanos styles to be very similar. Obviously, Javier is a Hall of Fame jockey, so Jose's not quite at that caliber. But their styles and their riding ability are similar. This, you know, Rivelli is a 26% trainer in stakes races. He's making a significant jockey change to Castellano. He's 20% off this kind of layoff. Again, this is another one of those older horses, Dave, but these are the kind that Javier puts on the front end and, you know, makes everyone fall asleep. And all of a sudden he's got something left in the lane and you don't catch him. So let's make the six horse Dave Daddy's Boo our top selection in this race.
Okay.
Our second selection in this race is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Starship Jubilee. Kevin Attard is the trainer. Jose Lascano is the jockey. He, you know, Jose is a tremendous turf jockey. This horse is turf record, 16 lifetime starts, 8 wins, a second and 2/3. Pretty impressive also on the Gulfstream Park turf course, 11 starts, 6 wins, a second and a third. Horses off a little bit of a layoff, but Attard does pretty well with those kind of 20%. You know, this horse is 2-1 in the morning line. Looks to have some class, has been in, you know, 4 grade 2 races here in the past performances, all of them at Woodbine. Looks like he likes the track. So this horse is somebody that we, you know, we want to make sure we put in our top three selections. But going to have to catch Javier's horse. This horse looks like it's going to probably get a pretty nice stalking trip. So let's make the four horse Dave Starship Jubilee our second selection in this 10th race at Gulfstream. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be Bonita. Bonita is the two horse, is trained by Chad Stewart, 6-1 in the morning line. Edgar Zayas is the jockey. Zayas has been on this horse for 2 wins here in the past performances. Looks like this last race was taken off the turf and probably because of rain and put on the dirt course. Looks like this horse made a nice middle move and then kind of flattened out in the lane. This trainer is 21% with this kind of layoff, is in a very small sample size, is 25% in stakes races. We get a pretty good jockey on the turf course at Gulfstream Park, and I think at 6-1, Bonita looks like a good horse to put in as our third selection. So let's make this horse our third selection. So in Gulfstream Park's race 10, Dave, our selections are the 6, the 4, and the 2.
Okay, and then we'll wrap up Gulfstream Park for this week, the 11th race. This is a shorter race, a 6-furlong sprint. It's the Sunshine Millions Sprint, $100,000. And again, Florida breds, 4-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection, I really didn't want to make this horse my top selection, but I really couldn't look past it.
Yeah.
XY Jet, the one horse, Jorge Navarro, Esmael Jaramillo is the jockey. This horse off a pretty extensive layoff won the last time out at Gulfstream with a 98 buyer speed figure. You know, tons of stats in this horse's favor. Been on the Gulfstream Park dirt course 10 times, has won 4, finished 2nd 4 times, ran 3rd once. You know, this horse is a world-class sprinter. I remember this horse's last race, though, Dave, and when it says here this horse drifted out, this horse did drift out and did get a little tired the last time out. I'm wondering if this horse, even off this lower-than-normal buyer speed figure, still might bounce off this, though. It's encouraging to see those two pretty good workouts after that race at Gulfstream. Pretty hard to look past this horse. I did try to figure out a way to beat this horse, and I just thought even a subpar effort by XY Jet will probably win this race. So we're going to have to make the one horse, Dave, XY Jet, our top selection here in this 11th race at Gulfstream. Our second selection is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Coyote. 8-1 in the morning line. Armando Del Acerto is the trainer. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse is third off the layoff. We are getting a significant jockey change from Batista to Saez. That 35 bullet workout at Gulfstream Park West is a pretty nice workout the last time out, Dave. I have a race underlined on May 20th at Gulfstream where this horse, off a very pretty slow pace, still closed and won. Also, there's some nice subpar 12-second last eighths of a mile there, though. The two at Fairgrounds and another one at Keeneland. So if XY Jet's not up to his game, this might be the horse that that might be there and might be able to beat this horse. So let's make Coyote at 8-1, Dave, maybe for a nice exacta for people, our second selection. Our third selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the five horse, Bold Envoy. Excuse me. Bold Envoy is 6-1 in the morning line. Is trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Johnny Velasquez. This horse is a 4-year-old, only been out 3 times in his life. So really lightly raced 4-year-old. Has won twice out of those 3 starts, produced an 89 excuse me, an 89 buyer speed figure, Dave, the last time out. In an optional $12,000 non-winners of one kind of strange condition race for a horse that's now going to make a stakes debut. This is not a Pletcher kind of horse, though. It looks like this horse just moved into Pletcher's barn for that last start. So it's just an interesting horse. Maybe Todd saw something. This 89 buyer speed figure last time out is a pretty nice figure. This horse drew away. Is pretty well bred, and so it's kind of an unknown in the race. So let's put the five horse, Dave, Bold Envoy, as our third selection. So in Gulfstream Park's race 11, our selections are the 1, the 6, and the 5.
All right, and then let's move over to the one race you have at Santa Anita, the 7th race, and it says about 6.5 furlongs. That's the 44th run, the Grade 3, 44th running of the Las Cienegas, $100,000. It's a downhill turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and upward. That's why it's about 6.5 furlongs.
Yeah, well, you know what that turf course is like, so it's interesting, right?
Give us your pick.
Yep. So Dave, my top selection in this race, this graded stakes race at Santa Anita is going to be the 3 horse. The 3 horse is Angel Alley. Angel Alley's trained by Mark Glatt. Irvin Roman is the jockey. I really like this kid as a jockey a lot. Glatt is 38% in graded stakes races. This horse is a little bit off of a layoff, but this horse did win its last start on this downhill turf course at Santa Anita. And you know, I just know from experience that horses need to have shown that they can run on this course because it's downhill.
Right.
It's a right turn, a left turn, and then as they turn for home, they run across part of the dirt track. So there's a lot of variables that get thrown at these horses the first time they're on this turf course. So I like horses that have raced over it and also have won over it. This horse shows that she knows how to make a nice middle move. So those are some pretty nice quarters of a mile right there, both these downhill races on this turf course. Roman is a 30% jockey when he and Glatt team up. I don't know that I like the fact that Bayes was on this horse for all this horse's 4 lifetime starts. But Bayes does line up with Mullins in this race, and that's Mullins' go-to jockey. So I don't know if it's so much Bayes not liking this horse as much as he's pretty loyal to Mullins when Mullins has a horse in the race. So let's make the 3 horse, Dave, Angel Alley, our top selection in the 7th race at Santa Anita. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 9 horse, The nine horses, Bull Recall. Bull Recall is 7-2 in the morning line. Simon Callahan's the trainer, and our boy Corey Nakatani is the jockey.
First time.
Pretty hard for me to leave Nakatani out in any turf race at Santa Anita or anywhere else for that matter. This horse is second off a layoff. As you see in these past performances, Dave, this horse has been more of a route runner than a sprinter over these last races that we've looked at here in the past performances. Did some sprinting over in Ireland, it looks like. Has performed decently over the Santa Anita turf course, but like I said, Dave, this 6.5 on the turf at CNNE is a different ball of wax than, you know, running around the turf course at these route races at Santa Anita. So, but it is second off a layoff. In this scenario, though, I like Joe Talamo as a jockey. I think this is a positive jockey change to Nakatani. Callahan is 40%, Dave, when he moves horses off the route to a sprint. So 4 out of 10 over the last 5 years, and the ROI is, you know, off the charts in terms of what those horses are paying. So let's make this nine horse Dave Bull Recall with this top turf jockey our second selection in the seventh race here at Santa Anita. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Instant Reflex. Instant Reflex is 8-1 in the morning line. James Cassidy's the trainer. Victor Espinosa's the jockey. You can't be much more impressed than you are with that last race. I mean, this horse broke out of the 10 hole out of a 12 horse field. And as the favorite in the race, came flying late with Victor and won the race. So this horse is second off a layoff. Pretty nice purchase price, $150,000 for this horse. Victor has been on this horse for all of this horse's lifetime starts. This trainer is 20% when his horses have won the last time out. I also like Victor a lot on the on the turf course, on that turf course at Santa Anita, and on in any turf races. He seems to get these horses to perform. This is another one, Dave, who's won and raced over the downhill turf course at Santa Anita. So I think we get a home field advantage with horses like that, as I mentioned. So in this seventh race at Santa Anita, Dave, our selections are the 3, the 9, and the 8.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Make sure you go into our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. There you will find all the links to all of our last episodes and links to all our social media sites, including Twitter. Make sure you go and follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr. Steve may have some other picks, any updates, maybe some changes. He'll post those out on Twitter and let you know of any race day changes or other picks. Make sure you're subscribing through iTunes. You can get to that from our website, as well as your favorite podcatcher, and get out there and subscribe to our podcast. If you have any questions, if you wanted to send us an email, we do have an email. You can send emails to us, questions at offthechartshorseracing.com. And Steve, you have anything closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, I'm good, Dave. I just hope, I wish everyone good luck. Hopefully we'll pick some winners for some folks on Saturday.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.